Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you One Love, Many Struggles, Marley's Battle to Unite a Divided World. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. One love, one heart. Let's get together and feel all right. The world sang along. But Bob Marley knew unity was never that simple. One love is more than just a song. It's a global chant, a cross-cultural prayer, a line etched into murals, headlines, and history books. But behind the smiling harmonies and bright choruses, there was something else, something deeper. Struggle. Because Bob Marley didn't write One Love from a place of peace. He wrote it while the world was fracturing. Jamaica was splintering in a haze of political warfare. Guns ruled the streets. Families were torn between red and green, PNP and JLP. Tribalism wasn't abstract, it was lethal. And around the globe, colonial scars still bled. Africa was crying out from apartheid. The US was convulsing from racism. Palestine, Vietnam, El Salvador, every continent had a wound. And Marley? He stood in the middle. A black man with a guitar. A Rasta with a rebel soul. A Jamaican trying to unify tribes that didn't even speak the same language. He knew what he was up against. When he sang One Love, it wasn't a slogan. It was a dare. He was daring the world to believe in something radical. That love could exist without borders. That oppression didn't have to be permanent. That truth could still be beautiful. But even Bob, divine in presence, powerful in message, faced resistance. He was censored, misunderstood, watered down. His calls for justice were often reduced to good vibes by people who didn't want to confront the systems he sang against. He called out Babylon. He marched for Africa. He burned with Garvey's fire. But when the cameras turned on, the world often just asked him about weed. Still, he kept singing. He stood on stages in Zimbabwe, celebrating their independence with music, even while tear gas filled the air. He played in Europe, singing of Africa to white audiences who had never heard of Haile Selassie. He brought One Love to politics, inviting enemies to shake hands on stage, like he did with Jamaican party leaders Michael Manley and Edward Seaga at the One Love Peace Concert in 1978. Bob didn't just talk about unity. He risked everything to create it. But he also knew One Love didn't mean ignoring pain. It meant healing it. Together, it meant acknowledging injustice, calling out inequality, daring to forgive without forgetting. And most of all, it meant being willing to love people who didn't look, pray, or live like you. That's not soft. That's revolutionary. And Marley paid the price. He was exiled, targeted, betrayed, misinterpreted. But the message? It survived. Because One Love wasn't a brand. It wasn't a feel-good song for beach commercials. It was the battle cry of a man who believed that unity wasn't utopia. It was a fight worth having. And today, when the world sings it, on streets, in protests, at weddings, in schools, we echo Bob's fight. We inherit it. Because he didn't write One Love to be a memory. He wrote it to be a mission.